Hello, my name is Jill Thomas, Managing Director of Future Life Wealth Management, and I'd like to introduce you to Future Thoughts. One of the significant unintended consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic is the impact on individuals' personal financial planning. There's recent research that has come out that says that over 2 million people over 55 years of age have stopped paying into pensions and putting contributions in since the start of the pandemic. Now, given that 28% of over 55-year-olds don't even have private pension provision and going to be relying on the state, this situation is causing a further issue, and we must be aware of the long-term consequences of people going into retirement with little or no supplementary income. So what is my solution? Well, the reality of it is that if you have done 44 years service with the government and paying in national insurance contributions into the state, many of these individuals coming up to retirement now will have started work at 16. So that means that they have done those 44 years by the time they are 60 years of age. Why don't the government change this basis and start providing state pension age from people who have done 44 years? Surely this is more economical than having people having to claim unemployment benefit or being in the situation of having to get other benefits, mean tested or otherwise, from the government. Rishi Sunak, isn't it time for a U-turn on this basis? So thank you for listening to Jill Thomas and Future Thoughts. And if you want further information on Future Thoughts or from us, please contact us on 01246 435 996 or info@wealthmanagement.uk.com.